Monster snowstorms interest Mr. Wood, too, such as the Great White Hurricane of 1888, during which hundreds of people in the northeastern United States died of hypothermia. Paralyzing winter storms were disastrous for cities like New York and Philadelphia, which initiated their own local arms race against nature, experimenting with crude plows to clear streets and with substances from cinders to grape extract and salt to de-ice them. Snow also spurred the development of subway systems that burrowed beyond the reach of winter weather. The atmospheric forces that created such blizzards remained unknown until Uishi Wasaburo, another Japanese scientist, discovered chaotic eddies in the upper atmosphere, now known as the jet stream, in the 1920s. When the frigid jet stream bumps hard against humid air generated by the Gulf Stream in the Atlantic, meteorological mayhem results. Given the complexity of the atmosphere and the spotty nature of the available data on it, snow forecasting will always remain an inexact science, Mr. Wood contends. His scattershot chapters touch on the impact of erratic snowfall on the water crisis in California and on winter fun everywhere. He offers some frustratingly disjointed speculation about how climate change will alter future snowfalls. The short answer is that there will probably be more snow in places where humidity increases and less where temperatures become too high to sustain it. And he reflects, if briefly, on snow's delights and peculiar allure. Why do people either love it or hate it? Many long for it, Mr. Wood proposes, because of the splendid isolation that it enforces. As with the pandemic, a whiteout can be overwhelming. It can also direct attention inward and help people return to themselves.